know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on the South Main Church of Christ podcast, I'm sitting down with Charles Savage, one of our guest preachers based at Norwood Park in Zanesville, to discuss being a positive example. This is part of Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Charles, good to see you.
Good to be here. And we want to be able to talk about the idea of being a good example, not only within the church, but also being a good example within the community and all those people that we contact on a daily basis, and how Jesus talks to us about being salt and being light.
My conversation with Charles in just a few moments. Let's first go to Jared for this week's Christian news. Jared?
The Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team based in Tip City, north of Dayton, is calling for volunteers to help flood survivors along the Kentucky-West Virginia border. The disaster response team is in need of people specializing in distribution, cooking, cleanup of houses and properties, cleaning facilities, and data entry. You can find a link to their registration and volunteer page in the show notes for this week's podcast on our church website. The pastor at one Georgia megachurch and around 110,000 people kicked off a campaign to boycott Target stores for 40 days over their decision to scale back diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. ChristianPost.com is reporting Target executives say they expect a meaningful drop in first quarter profits due to what they label as ongoing consumer uncertainty. The Pew Research Center has published the results of a survey which indicate the decline of Christianity in the United States has slowed. Pew's Religious Landscape Study looked at precisely 36,908 adults in this country, asking them about the state of religion. The survey found 8 in 10 people do believe in a higher power. Dolly Parton's late husband, Carl Dean, had ties to the Church of Christ. ChristianChronicle.org is displaying a photo of Mr. Dean from a 1966 directory of Radnor Church of Christ in Nashville. Dolly and Carl were married for nearly 60 years. He died Monday at 82. Those are some of the week's stories as found this week on ChristianChronicle.org, ChristianPost.com, and as delivered to us here at the church building. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of March 2nd, 2025.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the ways. Onward is our Lord's command, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary, he cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
With us today, we have Charles Savage. Charles is a member up at the Norwood Park Church of Christ, and he has been speaking for us on Sundays, helping us out since at this time we don't have a preacher. So we're glad you're here today, Charles, and I believe you're going to tell us something about being a good example.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much, Jim, for allowing me to be here. It's always nice to be here at New Lexington, at the church here. It's always a wonderful drive. I really do enjoy coming up from Zanesville, coming over from Zanesville. Well, whichever direction, anyway. And today, I would like to take a look at in Matthew chapter 5, starting about verse 13 to 16, and it talks about being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And trying to be a good example as a Christian sometimes can be really hard, because people sometimes expect Christians to be perfect. And we're not. We are people. Right. We're human beings. I don't know about you, Jim, but I make a lot of mistakes every day.
Right. You look back on those times and think, I hope I'm improving.
Yeah. You know, you look at this, well, today was a terrible day. Well, maybe if you really think about it, maybe today was not nearly as bad as yesterday. And tomorrow may be a better day. Let's see, what was it? We used to have on the radio, somebody would say, may today be a good day and a better one tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I forget which doctor used to say that. He had a medical advice on the radio station. But Dr. John Ray, yes. And my understanding was in the operating room, he used to listen to country western music on a record player, which today would not be necessarily very sanitary, but he would put on country western music while he's doing an operation on somebody. I'm like, wow, because he was going to listen to good music. But as Christians, our lives are kind of like supposed to be a good influence on the rest of the world. And even though we're, by doctor's standards today, we're told not to have too much salt in our diet, salt is used as a flavoring, an additive that we use a little bit of, not a lot, but a little bit. So to improve the flavor of whatever it is we're putting it on, you know, sometimes steak or chicken will taste a little bit better, bring out the flavor a little bit, if we use just a little bit of salt. Well, the Christian should be able to be a good thing in the world, a better thing in the world, not a bad thing. Too much salt, you know, isn't good for us as humans. But, you know, to be good in a world of bad, sometimes somebody's going to say, hey, that was really nice of what you did. And you didn't do it because you wanted to stand out, but because you wanted God to stand out. The teachings of God, the good things of God to stand out. Don't do it for your own good, because then it's not really good. It's being selfish. It's being, what's the word I'm looking for? Flamboyant. It's being self, I'll think of the word here in a minute. I just know I will. But anyway, we as Christians are supposed to bring a flavor to the world that is good.
Right.
But if we don't, I think the scripture says that we're going to lose our effectiveness. Nobody's going to know that we are standing for the good in the world, the good that is in God, in Christ.
To the glory of God.
Yes, everything is supposed to be to the glory of God. So if I do something good, then somebody may ask, why are you doing this? Well, because God says I'm supposed to, because God wants me to be a good example. He wants me to make your life better somehow. And, you know, we are the light of the world. Right. Our example shines, not in like an example like the sun, but like the moon. God gives us good things, and then we reflect that good into the world.
That's a great example.
We are like a candle. We can't, when our flame burns, we're not supposed to hide it. We're supposed to bring it out into the world. Will everybody like what we do? Probably not. They'll probably think we're being selfish or trying to boost our own place in the world. Well, for some of us, that might be true. But we're not supposed to. We're supposed to do it because it's what God wants us to do good things, so that He is the light that people truly do see,
And so when people look at it and says, let your light so shine, verse 16 of chapter 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father in heaven.
Amen.
Not because we're going to get rich, not because we're going to get a better place in this world, but because we're working toward what God has asked us to do. Regardless of whether that's, and not every, I mean, you're allowed to do good for people who do not appreciate what you're doing. They may not care. They're like, that old guy down at the church, he just does stuff because he thinks it's going to do whatever. No, we do it because it's not about them. It's about what God expects from us as individuals. We can do good things as a group, but it's still down to the individual process, how the individual person's heart is, how we represent God, not because we are God, but because we represent God. The president of the United States, he can't go around doing good for every individual person. We expect him to, but he can't. We are the mayor of our town can't go around doing good for every individual person,
right?
But he relies on the good people of New Lexington, of Somerset, of Zanesville, wherever it happens to be. Those people rely on other good people to do good things. And whatever community we're from, we can make our community a better place if we just try to do more good.
And good works, they follow you after you're even gone. And some of the things, when you get older, you realize this, that later on, things that people are already gone, they've passed away, but their works followed them. And it's having an influence, yet they're not even here. So that's how important good works are. I always felt that it is one of the most powerful things in teaching. Model something, be an example. This stuff of saying, do as I say, not as I do, that does not work. I can honestly say that will not work.
That is true. That is true. And sometimes, even though you may not know it, the teachers, the nurses, the doctors in your community, you have no idea sometimes what those people have done behind the scenes to help the people in the community. They've been kind to a child by helping them with a little extra attention in class so that they understand what they need to do for life. I had teachers who bent over backwards to help me, and they didn't have to. I mean, they could have been, I learn it with everybody else. But I had a third grade teacher who just went out of her way to help me learn to spell a little bit better.
Right.
Or to be able to, I had a phys ed teacher who went just a little further showing me how to do something that was going to better my life. So those examples in the community are really important if we just understand that to do something in somebody else's shoes sometimes, if we look at it from their point of view and say, hey, maybe that coach did something a little extra that was good. Mm-hmm. He helped my son or daughter do whatever. Right. The people in the community that help each other. And I think we should celebrate those good things whenever we can find them.
Right. I agree totally. It's think how we remember those years and years later, that still stands in your mind, where someone went out of their way to do something good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The fireman that, bent over backwards to find something in a fire that a child needed, and it wasn't lost. It wasn't, the house wasn't demolished and things were gone. That somebody went back and found it, and it meant something to somebody. Or the person who donated blood. They didn't have to donate, but they did. And I don't think we take the opportunities enough to just say, thank you. There are people who do good people who don't do it for the thanks. They do it just because it needs to be done.
Right.
And I think that being the goodness of the earth, the salt, the light, so that people see that there is hope beyond this world, that these good things will follow us beyond this world is just amazing. And
if that is so true.
Yes. Yeah. It's just great. And being in, particularly those who are teachers who had to tolerate me when I was in school. Yeah. So
and these things, a lot of times, they're not something big. It was just something small, but somebody went out of their way. I think of Christ. It seemed like he walked into a situation with people, and he was able to quickly recognize someone who needed help, and he did it whether it was, you know, going to bring him what he was here for or not, to help a person out.
Right.
And a lot of times the other religious people there neglected to see that, but he went right to it, and that was the lesson for us.
Right. Yeah. And from what we read in the scriptures, there's only one or two places where it tired him to do
that
good deed, whereas he just simply did it. And, you know, it's almost like it seems like it was almost nothing to him. He just did it. There it is. And why didn't you take care of this? Well, you know, I took care of it for you. I did it. And to know that later, you know, the crowds were against him, there was plots to kill him, get rid of him, because he was doing so much good. And he continued to do good clear to the end, all the way to the cross. Even the gentleman who hanging on the cross says, you know, would you remember me?
Right.
And Jesus says, yes, I will. And I will remember you. You know, and the other thief that was hanging on the cross says, you know, he's very mean about it. He's very nasty. Even though he's dying, he's very mean about it. And Jesus, you know, remembers the one who wasn't mean. He had the good heart.
Right.
You know, and Jesus recognized that. The other gentleman wasn't going to repent of his sins or anything. And so, even to the end, you know, the good example was there for us to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, being a flavorful piece of the community, being a good piece of seasoning in a community, people will remember that, and hopefully people will follow that. And it, you know, that everybody, regardless of where you live, can always use more good in this world.
Right.
It's just something we need.
And that example we started out with, the salt, as you talked about it, it's interesting how that is. There's a space there. Too much salt is bad. Not enough salt's bad. There's right in there where that flavoring is just right with the salt. Not too much. Maybe you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
But you had to have enough, because then it's not healthy. Well, we're talking about spiritual health. It wouldn't be well if you're seeing these things, you're ignoring them, you're not doing the good. You want to be doing it. But then the other thing is you get to be doing it to be seen of men, and we don't want that either. So we have to follow the example that Christ gave. So.
Right. And we want to also, something we should think about is, on occasions, when people want to do good things for us, we should also allow them, because they may need to have the opportunity to do good for whatever reason. Sometimes, I mean, it's the scripture says it's better to give than to receive, but it doesn't say that we can't receive. We need to be receivers as well as givers.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very good point. I had to learn that. I think that's a lesson for me.
Same here. Yeah, same here. I agree. It's not all about, you know, sometimes giving somebody the opportunity to let their light shine is hard. I grew up, you know, with the scripture saying it's better to give than receive.
Right.
And I kept wanting to give, and I didn't let people give. Yeah. And that is an expensive lesson to learn. Sometimes if you don't allow people to give, they can become discouraged that they don't get that opportunity.
Right.
And I cheated them out of that opportunity, and I shouldn't do that. So giving and receiving, we all need to learn to do both.
Right.
Not just one or the other. So, and this is interesting, Jim. To me, this is fun. This is good. This is good stuff.
It's been a pleasure to have you here today, Charles, and come back soon.
Yes, sir.
And now here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly announcements. In the way of announcements this week, we want to remember our Bible study. Sunday mornings at 9:45, we're currently doing the Book of Galatians. Sunday evening, the ladies get together on the phone at 5 o'clock, and they're doing 2 Chronicles. Our midweek services on Wednesday night are at 6:30, and we're doing the Book of James. Also, the church youth group, they'll be getting together on Friday, March 12th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll remember that, and that'll be at our fellowship hall. Also, the ladies have their winter morning devotion on Saturdays, and that'll be the first and third of each month, and that'll be 8:30 to 9:30. Of course, we'll be having our spring gospel meeting coming up there on May the 4th. 5th and 6th, remember that. Our guest speaker will be Tony Control at the time. Our weekly prayer list, we'll remember all the ones that's on there, all the ones that's going through their different ailments, and the ones that's having upcoming procedures and like that. We'll remember them. This is Mark Randolph bringing you your weekly announcement.
You know I.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.